Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. To the only one who answers prayers, will your people come? And we are here with all confidence that you have heard our petitions and you are giving us speedy answers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you stretch out your hand, somebody, and welcome the person to church? Tell the person, shame, no go catch you. God, no go shame us, have you? It has an impossibility. Revelation 12. Let's read from verse 7. And listen to me attentively and go with me. Revelation 12 from verse 7. Now there was war in heaven. Give me New King James. Now there was war in heaven. Revelation 12:7. Now war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, can you read with me? Let's go from here. Let's go. Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives. Wherever, listen, if the devil can cause war in heaven, your life and your family is too small a place for the devil to cause war. Heaven, where God reigns, where God rules, where there is justice, where there is righteousness, the devil started a war there. So if there is a problem in your life, don't say, why all this? Even in heaven, the devil caused problem there. I pray for you. Any power of darkness causing problems and issues in your life, may they be cast down now. In the name of Jesus. So when he caused the problem, God did not fight him. You know, for you people that have poster at home, where there is something in black called the devil, and something in white called God, and then they are doing their hand like this. You don't know scripture. God did not fight the devil. It was Michael that fought the devil. Because it was God that created the devil. He will crush him. He only sent an archangel like him to fight him. And Michael fought him and bring him down. Listen to me. What we are going to be doing today is to cast down every accusation. When he was fought and brought down, he was addressed as the accuser of the brethren. Therefore, I suspected that in heaven, he was accusing God. And he was accusing many people. And that's why I tell Christians many times, don't be involved in the ministry of the devil. Many Christians are much more followers of the devil. And they look more like the devil than they look like God. Why? They are always accusing. Accusation everywhere. Even as we sat down here today, some have accused like 15 people already in church. It is the devil that is the accuser of a brethren. You are not. If you are not, stop the ministry of accusation. Stop the ministry of condemnation. Stop being a judge upon people that you did not die for. You can call it holiness. It is accusation. Stop measuring in the ministry of the devil. The ministry of the devil is a ministry of accusation. What is accusation? What's accusation? Accusation is to charge somebody with a fault, with an offense, or with a crime. Accusation is to find fault with somebody. Accusation is to blame somebody. Accusation is an allegation of wrongdoing that most of the time is false. Allegation of wrongdoing that most of the time is false. And we have learned from the scripture today that the devil is an accuser of a brethren. Stop imputing things to people you don't know about. You know, most of us, we behave like the Holy Spirit. If I'm looking at you now, you can get home and say, I know why pastor is looking at me like that. And you start imagining different things. It is those imagination from the point of view of accusation that is causing you problem between you and many people. Do you understand? If your husband traveled and is supposed to call you, and he did not call you for 3 days, if you are the ones that play the role of Holy Spirit that knows everything, maybe my husband is sleeping with one girl there. That is why he's not calling me. Maybe. Let me not go in that direction. Many people, what you are accusing people of, you will never want them to accuse you of it. But remember, whatever you sow, you shall reap. Lift your hands up. I pray for everyone here. Every accusation of darkness hanging upon you because of what you have sown in the past, let mercy begin to speak for you. Let the Lord forgive you by His mercy. Let the Lord forgive you by His mercy. In the name of Jesus. You remember Job chapter 1? The children of God gather. Let's read Job 1, 6 to 12. Job 1, 6 to 12. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered, See accusation. Does he come to church for nothing? Does he sing in choir for nothing? He is raising his hand so that they will see his new watch. Accusation. Ministry of the devil. I pray for every child of God here. May the Lord deliver you from the ministry of the devil. Lift your two hands up. Let's say every imagination in me, say, that accuses people without any reason. Say, oh Lord, arise and forgive me. 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 Any evil thought in me, any imagination that makes me accuse people without any reason, arise, oh Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know why I'm taking time to lead this? Because the prayer points I want us to pray, I don't want it to backfire upon you. If you are the one accusing people unconsciously, your status quo is just accusation every time. If we pray these prayers without letting you handle those things, you are the one that will be in trouble. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, do you understand what I'm talking about? So Satan answered and said, Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made the hedge? It is because you are blessing him now. That's why he's serving you. Have you not made the hedge around him, around the household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his possessions have increased. He doesn't have an option that to serve you now, God. He is blessed. Just take that blessing away on God and see what will happen. Accusation. I pray for everyone here. Whoever is monitoring you to accuse you, let the fire of the Lord strike them. Let them be struck by the fire of the Lord. Let them be struck by the power of the Lord. Let them be struck by the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, the accusation of the devil by Job, you know what it led to? It led to the downfall. Is it downfall in quotes? It led to many problems for Job. Many of you, many people also, you are in trouble now because of accusations against you. When the devil was accusing Job, Job did not know. You do not know. Some of you seated here. You do not know that somebody promised to do something for you and he did not do it again because of an accusation. I pray for everyone here. Every accusation of darkness that has made your helpers to run away from you, today let that accusation be destroyed by fire. Let that accusation be annulled by fire. That accusation is annulled today. In the name of Jesus. Esther chapter 3. Esther chapter 3. I think around, I wanted to read the old chapter, but I discovered time is not on my side. Let's jump to around verse 8. Mordecai was at the king's gate, and Haman was passing, and Mordecai did not bow before Haman. And so Haman wanted to use something against him. You know, many of you, you accuse people wrongly to have an advantage. Let's settle people forth now, and you call them, let's settle the matter. Everybody now starts saying different kind of things, even the one that is true, the one that is not true, just for you to have an advantage. You have done unjustly. If that person should raise a cry to the Lord, you'll be in trouble. Let's read. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from other people's. Has he been to Israel before? Has he read the Bible before? Has he read the book of the law before? He has not. But look at what he's saying. And they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Look at it. He accused them. He's giving the kind of judgment that should be given to them. I come. I pray for you, sir. I pray for you. Mandike libo koria. Araka talaba karia. Lift your two hands up and let's pray together. Let's pray together. Every accusation against my welfare when I am not there, say, oh Lord, arise and fight for me. 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 Every accusation against my weapon, against my welfare, arise, arise, arise. Arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. Arise and fight for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at verse 9. If it pleases the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasury. Verse 10. So the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. Verse 11. And the king said to him, the money and the people are given to you to do with them as seems good to you. Anyone arisen to harm you as it seems good to them, but against your welfare, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. So look at this. He has a problem with one person. He accused a whole tribe. I wanted to destroy them. So many of the things many people suffer for, it has only to do with them. I've heard, was it at the last couple of fellowships that somebody said, a woman went to serve at a place, and at the place she served, she was not treated well there, or whatever. Maybe sometimes she was not treated well, or whatever. And then the junior brother wanted to marry and brought a lady from that place. I said, you will never ever marry from that. Because as Africans, when one, as many Africans do, when one person does something wrong, we carry everybody and rope them in. Anything you don't know the root of, that you are suffering for, may the Lord arise and deliver you. I say, may the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And look at this. This accusation almost led to the annihilation of a whole tribe. Can we go forward? Look at the accusation of Joshua the high priest. Zechariah chapter 3. Let's read Zechariah chapter 3. Let me take maybe the first three verses. Zechariah chapter 3. So in the Bible are different examples of people that were falsely accused or accused in an evil way. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to do what? To oppose him. Oh yeah, give me ESV. That verse in ESV. ESV. Give me that verse in ESV. Verse 2, verse 1 in ESV. Quickly now. Then he showed me, Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to do what? To accuse him. So accusing is also for opposition. To oppose him, to accuse him. I pray for you, whoever, whatever power, whatever spirit is reporting you to your helpers for evil, reporting you to your God for evil, may the Lord arise and deliver you from their hands. In the name of Jesus. Remember Joseph in Genesis 39. This is a popular story. I'm not going to read it. You remember he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. Can you remember that? And where did he end? He ended up in prison. Listen to me. There are many people in prison that has been falsely accused. Today, our prayers will touch those areas. If there's any member of your family that has been falsely accused and therefore is in any dungeon or any jail, physical or spiritual, today, by your prayers, the Lord will wrought great deliverance in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's move on. Why do people accuse? Envy, jealousy, bitterness, comparison, competition. They do that to gain advantage. Envy, jealousy, not only him, competition. And they do that together. Listen to me. Accusations are prompted, anointed, and backed by hell. God does not accuse. God convicts. When it is an accusation, it is from hell. Accusations are prompted, they are anointed, they are backed up by hell. You know, the devil will give you the trick. You will not say it like this. You will not say it like that. When they do this, you will not do it like this. Many of you, when you talk to people, you record it. When any small thing, you are recording. Why? You are looking for proof for your accusation in the future. Proofs for accusation in the future. May you not major in the devil's ministry. In the name of Jesus. And you know what? What makes accusation more painful is that most of the time, it's people that are very close to you that undertake it. Most of the time. People that are very close to you, that they undertake it and they do it for maximum impact. Accusations are hard, they are brutal, they are degrading, they are malicious. Don't be shocked. Somebody you have helped all your life or worked for all your life or been with all your life, the day you say I'm not working for you again, you'll be shocked at the kind of accusation that can be flying around because of you. And you know what? Many accusations are false. They are unfounded. They are unjust. They are evil. They are wicked. Please, let that not be mentioned with you. Unfounded, false, unjust, evil, wicked. When they see a guy with a lady, what happens? They are going out. In fact, he has aborted 7 times for him. African accusations. Beware of accusations. Tell somebody, say, beware of evil accusations. So accusations are like you pointing finger on somebody that you don't know anything about. Isaiah 58:9b. Isaiah 58:9b. Accusation is like you pointing fingers at somebody whose history you don't understand. Things about that person you don't understand. Here I am. Okay, let me stop at the beginning. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you do what? If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking accusations, speaking wickedness, that's when the Lord will take the yoke away from you. Accusation, pointing finger all around the place. So accusations are misinformation. Accusations are lies. Accusations are things that batter people's images. They could be false. They could be false information. They could be demarketing. Now that church you they go. If I tell you the story about church, you go shock you. Now demarketing. You they go to that bank. And you are buying that. You they buy from that woman's shop. It's accusation. Don't be involved in those things. It is demonic. Accusation can be wrong allegations. They can be malicious words and reports. Accusations can be from your family members. Accusation can be from your spouse. Accusations can be from your friends. It can be from your in-laws. It can be from your co-workers. It can be from your neighbor. It can be from church members sitting near you now. It can be from your associates. Accusation also can be from the powers of darkness. So, accusations can be in front of you or be behind you. In fact, some can look you in the face and tell you all the lies and say, Have you not been somewhere where you were there? You were not there when the thing happened, but they called you as a witness. And the person say, even he can confirm me now. Have you not there there? You are so short that you cannot open your mouth to say whether yes or no. I beg you, if you have accused somebody falsely and you are in this church, please pray. I beg you, please pray and ask for forgiveness. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. I ask that the Lord will set you. Anything you have done in the past that has to do with accusation, that is working against your present and will stand against your future, may the Lord arise and deliver you from it now. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord arise and deliver you from it now. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. You know, accusation means make people to question your integrity. Accusation makes people question your morality. So that we pray, let me quickly tell you this. Listen to me. Accusation is a means of putting you into trouble. Why are they accusing me? They want to put you into trouble. Accusation is a means of people expressing their hatred. Accusation is a means by which people damage your reputation. Accusation is a means by which people discredit you. Accusation is a means by which people humiliate and embarrass you. Accusation is a means by which people distract you from what God wants you to do. Accusation is a means by which people make you to be weighed down. Accusation is a means of slowing you down. Accusation is a means of stopping you in the track from moving forward. Accusation is a means of stopping you from fulfilling your destiny. Accusation is a means of resisting your destiny and resisting you. Accusation is a means of frustrating you. Accusation is a means of polluting the mind of your helpers. Can I shock you all? Can I tell you this? Many of you have done acquired enemy syndrome. you know nothing about, you have never met Abiodun before. But before you met Abiodun, you have been told different things about Abiodun. And you agreed with it without meeting the person. And so when you meet the person for the first time, some of you will not greet the person. You will just pass. You have acquired an enemy based on what somebody has told you that you have not proven. May the Lord forgive you. Many people have things against one another, and they want many people on their side. Ogbobi kondajo abi ogbo kondajo agba agboshika. Maybe I didn't get it right. Agbojo eni kondajo. What does he mean? Anyone that listens to one side of a story and judges is a wicked elder. Is a wicked person. Wicked person. By that, there might be a lot of wicked people in church. If you see that those church people, you have not met them. And when they now meet, they say, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you are like this. Whenever anybody tells you, I didn't know you are like this. The thing where they don't hear, the thing where they don't do, the thing where they don't say, the thing where they don't broadcast about you before meeting you, you'll be shocked. And you know what? I remember last week listening to a message that has something to do with this. And a pastor was talking about how a pastor lost his church. The wife rose up in anger one day and started some accusation against her husband in front of the church. So people met and said, no, we know our pastor. Then some people say, can you know the pastor more than the wife? That was the end of a 2,000 member church. The following Sunday, 50 were left. The third Sunday, nobody came to church. Why? When accusation is from a close person, people believe without proving. Hello, are we here? But I beg you, prove it. Check it. When you hear something, ask people. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. I may be able to tell you here today, with every boldness, that many of you are in trouble and not moving forward because you have believed accusations and you have accused people. Before we pray against every accusation, we need to ask God for mercy. Lift your two hands up. Oh yeah, talk to him. You know yourself. Oh yeah, talk to him. 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 Lord, arise, forgive me for every wrong accusation I have made and every wrong accusation I have believed. Arise, forgive me, oh Lord. Forgive me, oh Lord. By your mercy, have mercy, have mercy. If you will mark iniquity, who shall stand? Oh Lord, arise, arise, arise. Every wrong accusation, every false accusation I have made about anybody that I have believed about everybody. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise and forgive me. Arise and forgive me. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Can you pray, say, oh Lord, arise. Forgive me for every sin of slander. Every sin of gossip. Every sin of slander and gossip. Arise, forgive me, forgive me. Every sin of slander. Every sin of gossip. Arise and forgive me. Every false accusation. Arise, arise. Arise. Say, oh Lord, arise. Say, forgive me of every lie I have spoken against anybody so that I can have an advantage in any argument, any lie, any fight with anybody that have told a lie against the person so that I may have an advantage over the person. Oh Lord, arise and forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me. Can you talk to the Lord? Forgive me, forgive me. Any lie I've told against anybody so that I may have an advantage. Any embellishment, any exaggeration I have made and I have caused pain to anybody. Anybody that have broken their heart by my false accusation. Oh Lord, arise and forgive me. Arise, arise, arise. 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 Anyone here that you know you have forcefully accused anybody and the person has cried and cried and cried, say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Can you pray for us? Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. I come and I receive mercy. Anyone that I've made to cry by reason of my false accusation, to have an advantage, to win the war, to win the battle, to win the fight, to save my face, arise and forgive me. Pray, 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 arise. Arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, many of us, we have believed uncles. We did not believe our children. Our children still have those things against you. There are many adults here that still hold those things against their parents. My mommy did not believe me. Some children are being assaulted by the so-called uncle. Sir, ma, rape, 85% of rapes is committed by people that know the person. There are many of you, don't destroy our family. How can you be saying that against your God? You want your family, extended family, to be intact, whereas the life of your children is destroyed. I ask that the Lord will have mercy on you as a church. Lift us your hands up. Say, in any way we have missed the mark concerning accusation, oh Lord, arise and forgive us. Arise, arise. Arise and forgive us. Arise and forgive us. In any way we have missed the mark concerning any accusation, arise. Arise. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Proverbs 19:9. I need to undo this quickly before we go on. Proverbs 19:9. Please help me quickly. Oh yeah, look at the screen. Read with me. Let's go. One, two, go. Let everybody read. Let me hear you. One, two, go. Bow down your head. Let's pray. Let's pray. Have you been a false witness before? Have you been the one that have planted an evidence? That have twisted the case against an innocent person? Ask for mercy now. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy now. Have you planted any evidence? Have you given any evidence that has made somebody to cry? Ask for mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Open your eyes and look at me. You know, sometimes we have judged matters and we have ignorantly acquitted the guilty. And we have condemned the innocent. I read somewhere that when you go to court, it is not the accused that is on trial. It is the judge that is on trial. To know if the judge is wise. We have handled many cases in which at the beginning, when you hear, you will think this is the person guilty. In fact, in your mind, even at going to that meeting, you have been, let's quickly handle this. When you get there and matters keep coming up, you will be shocked. Sometimes we have innocently acquitted the guilty and condemned the innocent. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray. Say with me. Say, oh Lord, in any way that I have ignorantly acquitted the guilty and condemn the innocent. Oh Lord, arise and forgive me. Arise, forgive me. Let's ask for forgiveness. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, ignorantly, acquitted the guilty and condemn the innocent. Arise and forgive me. Psalm 94 verse 21. Arise and forgive me. Arise and forgive me. Psalm 94:21. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Who is on that thing now? Can we read together? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. We are going to pray. Any blood of an innocent, any voice of an innocent that is crying against me, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Can we pray? Say, any voice, any blood, any voice, any blood of an innocent that is crying against me, oh Lord, arise and have mercy. Arise and have mercy. Any voice, any blood, any voice, any blood, any voice, any blood of an innocent that is crying against me, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Lift your two hands up. Let's take that prayer. Say, oh Lord, look at me. Lord, check me up. Any voice, any blood of an innocent that is crying against me, arise and have mercy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember, a false witness shall not go unpunished. I ask that the blood of Jesus that speaks better to him, that the blood of Abel will speak for you, will speak forgiveness for you, will speak mercy for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and let's say, oh, blood of Jesus, speak mercy concerning this matter, speak mercy. Blood of Jesus, speak mercy, speak mercy. Blood of Jesus, speak mercy, speak mercy, speak mercy, speak mercy, speak mercy, speak mercy concerning me. Blood of Jesus, speak mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stand up on your feet now and let's pray. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood.
There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood.
I have many prayer points here and I want to be taking them maybe every 30 seconds. So you open your ears and just lift your right hand. Let's pray. Say, every evil plan to forcefully accuse me and set me up, say, let them fail now. Let them end in embarrassment and open shame to them. In the name of Jesus, say, every evil plan to forcefully accuse me and to set me up, let that plan fail. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. 2003, I just came from Kano, transferred to Abuja. When I was transferred as a person in charge of IT here, my office was near, is it Metro Plaza, they call it, opposite Aranwo College. That was where my office was. When I came, my first week or second week, there was something wrong with the expense computer. After repairing it, I discovered I was supposed to repair to change the mouse. And I didn't know anywhere in Abuja. So I was told that there's a computer shop in Metro Plaza to go and get the mouse there. So I went to Metro Plaza to get the mouse. When I got the mouse, the price of a mouse was extremely expensive. But the teller in the case didn't have to work because there was a long queue. So grudgingly, I bought the mouse with receipt and submitted it. When I got there, I got back. In fact, my closest friend at that time was a cash officer. I spoke to him and said, see what happened. This says you know, brother. All what she wants is the work to be done. Now, a year after, inspectors came from Lagos to check our books. So when they came, I was relating with them in no strength. We were working and together. So they called me. The guy called me and said, how much do they sell a mouse? I had forgotten I bought a mouse expensively 1 year ago. Say, how much do they sell a mouse? So I told him, I told the person they sell, if I say, and come to think about it though, when I just came to Abuja, when I didn't know where they sell mouse, I went to that shop and I bought the thing they pay me till now. They were like this and were looking at me and said, that statement saved you of your job. We're about recommending that you be sacked. I pray for everyone here. every evil accusation. Any fact, anything that looks like a fact, there is a lie and is incriminating against you, let the mercy of the Lord arise and speak for you. I say, let the mercy of the Lord arise and speak for you. Let the mercy of the Lord arise and speak for you. Say with me, say, every hidden and friendly enemy releasing secret and sensitive information about me, let them be exposed, let them be destroyed. Every hidden, every friendly enemy releasing secret information against my welfare, to tarnish my image, to destroy my life, let them be destroyed, let them be destroyed. 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 Anybody, any power, whoever, whatever, wherever they are, releasing secret information, wrong man, secret information about me, let them be destroyed. Let them be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand, let's pray together. Say, every evil accusation against my work, I will give you 3 opportunities. You are going to be saying, every evil accusation against my work or against my family, against my marriage, you will pick 3 areas of your life. Lift your hand now. Let's pray. Say, every evil accusation against, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Every hidden secret accusation, every evil accusation, every evil accusation, every evil accusation, every evil accusation against my life, against my destiny, let them be destroyed. Lift your right hand up against every evil accusation, every false accusation against my reputation, against my product, against my career, let them be destroyed. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Let them be destroyed. Every evil accusation. Every evil accusation. Every evil accusation. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at someone and say, may the Lord deliver you from every false allegation and evil accusation. Say, tell the person, may the Lord deliver you from every false allegation and evil accusation. Move from the person, lift your hand and say, oh Lord, arise. Say, deliver me from every false accusation, from every evil allegation. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from every false allegation, from every evil accusation. Arise and deliver me. 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 Arise, arise, arise. Rabakaria katatata. Abakata kataka. Eteribo Korea. Arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, may the Lord, may the Lord deliver you from every accusation you are presently unaware of. You know, the person was close to you, smile with you. One day you come, the person frowns. Accusation don't go. Accusation don't go. Whoever is lying against you in the presence of your helpers, in the presence of your lovers, let the earth open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, say, every allegation, every evil accusation that is against me, that I am unaware of, oh Lord, arise, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, arise and deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Arise and deliver me. Every evil accusation that I am suffering under, arise and deliver me. Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord deliver you and clear your name from every evil accusation. In the name of Jesus, put your hand on your head like this. Say, oh Lord, arise. Say, by your blood and by your mercy, clear my name from every evil accusation. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for us? Clear my name, clear my name, clear my name, clear my name. Arise by your mercy, arise, 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 arise. Arise by your mercy. 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 Clear my name, clear my name, clear my name. From evil allegations. From evil accusations. Arise, clear my name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A friend shared on WhatsApp, I saw laughing like 2 weeks ago, of he said, judge this matter. He said, Oga was at home. The wife left to work. And the wife forgot something at home and came back to pick it. But while the wife came back to pick it, the husband was bathing. So he was knocking. The husband did not open. The house girl at home was also bathing. As he was knocking, the house girl also did not open the door. So later, the house girl put towel around and went to open the door. At that time, while the house girl was opening the door with the towel, Oga also came out from the bedroom with towel also. People now say, now that case, we see the judge now. Lift your right hand up. Say false but incriminating evidence against me. Let them be washed away. Let them be taken away by the blood of Jesus. Say every factual evidence that is false used against me. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Every false and incriminating evidence against me. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Let them be canceled. Oh Lord, arise and vindicate me. Let them be canceled. Any false, factual evidence, bad evidence used against me. Oh Lord, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, you shall know the truth. And who is the truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth is not fact. It's not an information. It's a person. I pray, let the truth subdue every false accusation against you. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh, Lord, arise by the truth. And destroy, subdue every false evidence against me. Arise, subdue. Arise, subdue. Arise, subdue. Arise, subdue. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, and subdue. Oh Lord, arise by the truth. Subdue, 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 subdue. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, you are praying like somebody that has not been falsely accused before. One day, I parked opposite my office. At that time, I didn't really like parking inside because I don't like people knowing if I want to go out before during the office or during break. So I parked outside. So I closed, gently. It was on a Wednesday. Fasted, getting ready to come and preach. As I crossed the road and I opened the car, somebody walked to me and said, Oga, I have been looking for you. Since the time when you come repair the car, where you no pay, where you run away, I won't collect my money today. In the opposite my office. Me. I didn't even know where to start. Say, what do you mean? Say, what do you mean? Say, He was already stretching his hand to jack me in front of my office. I was coming for a Wednesday prayer meeting. If you have not suffered accusation before, you will not understand. When they will call everybody together publicly, a lie will be told against you. Your mother, your father, your sibling will also believe the lie. You know, say church people like the cheese. I will not tell you how it ended. Say, oh Lord, arise. Deliver me from the counsel of the accusers. In the name of, deliver me from every counsel of the accusers. Arise and deliver me from the counsel of the accusers. Arise and deliver me from the counsel of the accusers. Arise, deliver me from the counsel of the accusers. Arise, deliver me, O Lord, from the counsel of the accusers. Arise. Arise and deliver me from the counsel. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you had somebody influential, powerful in your office, reporting you and giving false witness against you? Imagine, if I entered my DG's office and he has something against me and he screams that Biodun just slapped me or Biodun did anything, he is the one that will set up the committee. He's the one that will write this thing, and he's the one that they will give the report back to. That kind of case, can you ever win it humanly possible? It is not. But we have a God that gave Solomon the wisdom that brought about a deliverance. I pray for everyone here. Any influential person, any powerful person that has stood up against you as a false witness, let the Lord arise and disgrace them. Let the Lord arise and disgrace them. Let the Lord arise and disgrace them. Let them be exposed, let them be destroyed. Let them be exposed, let them be disgraced. Let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. I read last week, a lady accused a guy of rape. The guy was sentenced to 20 years in prison. 6 years into the allegation, the lady came and confessed that her conscience was judging. And the guy don't spend 6 years. Where do you think that guy will start from? Every believable lie that has been raised against you, the blood of Jesus destroyed those lies. Every believable lies that is used against you, let those lies be terminated by thunder. In the name of Jesus, say, oh Lord, arise. Say, vindicate me. Arise, vindicate me. Arise, vindicate me. Arise, vindicate me. Arise, vindicate me. Can you pray? Arise, arise. Arise, oh Lord, vindicate me. Arise, oh Lord. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and vindicate me. Say, oh Lord, arise. Arise and defend me. Can you pray? Defend. Arise and defend me. Arise and defend me. Arise and defend me. Arise and defend me. Raise the voice for me, O Lord. Arise, vindicate me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody. Say, may the Lord deliver you from every fabrication and smear campaign. Fabrications and smear campaign. Say, the Lord deliver you from every lie, false witness, fabrications, smear campaign, demarketing. May the Lord arise. Open your mouth and pray for the best. May the Lord arise. Deliver you from lies, from fabrication. May the Lord arise. Deliver you. Deliver you. Deliver you. May the Lord arise. Tell the person, say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, the Lord is righting every injustice that has been done against you. Pray for the best, pray for the Lord. He's putting right every injustice that has been done against you. Every injustice. Lift the person, lift your hand. Say, oh Lord, arise. Put right every injustice that has been done against you. Arise. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. May the Lord humiliate your accusers publicly. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Every accusation, whether you know about it or not, in your face or behind you, may the Lord, every evil accusation, every false accuser, every evil accuser, may the Lord make an open shame of them. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord disgrace them openly. May the Lord put them to shame openly. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 32:35. Oh Lord, avenge me of my accusers. Deuteronomy 32:35. Read with me. Give me New King James. Oh yeah, let's read. Vengeance is mine and recompense. That their foot shall slip in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things to come hastens upon them. Say, I pray for you. May the Lord arise with vengeance against your false accusers. In the name of Jesus. Say, lift your hand. Say, oh Lord, avenge. Say, avenge, avenge, avenge. Avenge me of every false accusation. Arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hold your hands across. Let's pray three prayers. Hold your hands across. Say with me, say, we bring the blood of Jesus against every evil plan of the enemy to put anyone in jail and in prison through false accusation. Say, we arise as a church. Say, any plan against any member of this church to put them in jail, to put them in prison by false accusation, we say it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. Open your mouth and pray. You are praying for yourself. You are praying for yourself. Every plan to put any of us in jail, in jail, in jail. Arise and deliver. Arise and deliver. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. See, holding the hand of a person, say, any charge, any evil charge against anyone that is in court, any member of this church that is in court, any false accusation, any false allegation, every evil charge against anyone that is in court, let them be dismissed and judged in our favor. In the name of Jesus, let the case be dismissed and judged in our favor. Let the case be dismissed and judged in our favor. Let the case be dismissed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, any member of our family, say that, let me hear you, that is in prison because of false accusation, say they are released by mercy. Say they are released now. They are released now. They are released now. Any member of our family, wherever they are, in any form of jail, in any form of prison, in any form of difficulty, because of false accusation, oh Lord, arise. Arise and release them. Arise and release them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat and let me pray for you. I've forgotten we haven't taken communion. As we take the communion, anyone that has been demoted, lost his job, lost influence because of any false accusation. Remember, Jesus was falsely accused and he died for us. It was a false accusation that led to the cross and the cross to glory. Anyone that has been demoted here, lost his or her job, lost reputation, be put to shame because of any false accusation. As you take this communion, there is a restoration and a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. This communion is for vindication and vengeance. It's for vindication and vengeance. I don't know if you have been praying for another, oh Lord, vindicate me. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? The time is here. May the Lord arise and vindicate you. Romans 8, 31 to 34. Romans 8, 31, 34. Are we ready? We are going to pray. Lift your right hand and let's read that together. One, two, go. Let's go. What then? Remember, you are praying and declaring. Well, let's go. Let's go. One, two, go. Can be against us. Invariably, what is verse is saying that God is for you and nobody can be against you. There is no one that can bring a charge against you. It is God that justifies. He said, who is he that condemns? It is Jesus that died. He that did not die for you cannot condemn you. Are you here? Lift your hand, I pray for you. Every false accusation, every false charge against you, that charge is annulled now. In the name of Jesus, that charge shall not stand. It shall not stand. Any query given you in the office that will bring a termination of your appointment, let the message of the Lord begin to speak for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take. Okay, Emperor, we thank you for your body that was broken. They falsely accused you and struck you and broke your body for our deliverance. And since then, there is none that can condemn us. There is no charge that can be brought against us because now there is no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your broken body. As we take it, we ask that you arise with vengeance and vindicate all your children. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Take of the broken body of Jesus, represented by the bread. Isaiah 50, 7 to 9. One of my favorite welfare scriptures. Isaiah 50. 7 to 9. Oh yeah, lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Look at the screen. Let's go. Once you go, for the Lord will help me. I'm not sure you know what you are reading. Lift your right hand up again. Look at, say it confidently, powerfully. Let's go. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flame. And I know that I will not be... Oh yeah, louder, louder. He is near. Who justify me? Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely, the Lord God will help me. Who is he? Who will condemn me? Indeed, the world grows like a garment. The moth. Can we take it again? Verse 7, from verse 7. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lord, we thank you. Thank you for great deliverances. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone with any kind of pain at the neck region, the Lord is healing you now. In the name of Jesus. Verse 7, can we go again with our hands lifted up? Let's go. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justify me. Who will contend with me? Let us together. Who is my adversary? Let him come at the top of a voice. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will grow like a garment. The moth, as you have decreed, so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 33, verse 1. This verse, I know it's Yoruba first, even though I'm not a Yoruba scriptural person. I've heard it many times, many times. I had to interpret it to English and look for it for a long time before I got it. Look at the screen. What to you? Let's go. Who plunder? Though you have not been plundered, and you who did treacherously, though you have not, when you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously. I can't even treacherously. Make sure you are saying the same thing. Accusation is treachery against you. It's treachery. Lift your right hand up. Let's take that quickly. I pray for everyone here. Anyone arising against you with accusation, let them taste of their own medicine. Let the angels, men, let evil powers and the angels, let them arise against them with accusations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood. By this blood, every case, every charge, every accusation, every condemnation against you, it is settled. In the name of Jesus, no matter how difficult the case is, we decree every case, every charge, every condemnation, every accusation, every treachery against you, we decree them over now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Take the wine, take the blood. Can you take it now? Jeremiah 20:11. One of the most dangerous psalms ever written is Psalm 109. And it was written against accusation. But I will not want us to read it in church, because I don't want to tempt people to be using some. Let's just Jeremiah 20:11. Jeremiah 20:11. That's the last verse we are going to read. You are going to lift your two hands up as we take it. Let's go. But the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion. Repeat it again. Let's go. For the Lord is me as a mighty awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion. For the last time, at the top of your voice, for the Lord, as a mighty awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.